flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in 1 hour is normally the top 5 of 5, but we have a very special guest. Eagles-related, Philadelphia-related. Not going to say who it is, but that is coming up at 5 o'clock. We also have a very special guest right now. Joins us every Thursday at 4. Mike Mayock. You can listen to him every week on the Believe in Birds podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm going good, man. How about you guys? You weren't very nervous about last week. What'd you think?
Well, I got to tell you, I was nervous. So nobody else was. I picked the Eagles 20-19, and I was terrified the entire game, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. And me, as usual, Mike, I'm full of confidence prior to the game. And then once the game starts, then I'm a ball of nerves. Yes.
Well, I was thinking of you guys in the fourth quarter going, oh, man.
Yep.
The freaking blizzard coming down. The D-line's tired. They've got a second drive going on at the end of the game. And I'm going, oh, man.
Yeah.
You guys are going crazy.
Yeah, Mike, I said on Monday that I'm convinced that maybe when Puka Nacua caught that ball on the 13, I just died. And I'm in an alternate reality where the Eagles won the game and we actually lost. I think that's possible. So actually, just to talk about that game, what was your, I guess, biggest takeaway from that game?
Couple things. One is the good news is, once again, second playoff game in a row, no giveaways by the offense, and that's a plus. And by the way, Washington's the same. So neither team has given the ball away. And both teams, Washington and Philly, have taken it away 6 times. So they're both +6. So they should have won both games. Now, the negative side to me last week was 0-for-2 in the red zone, which continues a trend in the playoffs where they were 1-for-4 the week before. So they're in the red zone in the playoffs. They're 1-for-6. Mm. Sooner or later, that's going to get you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were 57% in the regular season, which was about, number 12 or 13, somewhere in the league. So 1-for-6 isn't going to get it done. All 3 scores the Eagles had were long-distance runs. You know, Hurts went for 44 and Barkley went for 62 and 78. Is that sustainable? You know, to me, if your pass game's not better and you're not scoring in the red zone, I don't think that's sustainable. Quinyon Mitchell lost. I thought Isaiah Rodgers played like the solid veteran he is, and just kudos again to Howie Roseman for bringing a guy in when he was under suspension 2 years ago and quietly adding him to the roster. That's paid some dividends. And lastly, 6 sacks. I watched the sack reel a couple times this morning, and, quarterback's still holding on to the ball too long. The safety should never happen for 2 reasons. I mean, the ball was on the 8-yard line. They ran a route progression of 3 deep routes. When the ball's on their own 8, which take time to run, and there was an escape valve with a tight end delay, and Jalen should have taken that a lot earlier. And Goddard was open, little tight end delay, and that's designed for that purpose. So those things bother me. I think the efficiency of the pass game still bothers me. The inability in the red zone bothers me. But the bottom line is they continue to win the turnover battle and they continue to win football games.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, Mike, has to do with their defense. And I know the defense wasn't great last week, but they came up with a couple of timely turnovers. But for the most part, under this formula, the defense has kept them in games and to where some of those things have not hurt them. When you look at Sunday's game, I still believe it's this defense going up against this Washington offense. How do you like that matchup, Fangio versus Kingsbury, for the third time?
Yeah, I think Ike, you just hit on the most important matchup because the other side of the line of scrimmage, I think the Eagles should score points. I think Barkley ought to run wild. Detroit did last week, right? On the ground, yep. Jahmyr Gibbs was 14 carries for like a buck 10 or something. So it should be another really good week for the offensive line and Saquon Barkley. The concern is the flip side of the ball.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what Washington does. And this is what they've really done in the playoffs. They've had 19 possessions. Okay. And they've punted the ball once. No turnovers, one sack. Okay, so this rookie quarterback has cleaned up the sacks and the turnovers, and they're dominating time of possession. They're dominating offensive snaps. So their best game plan is to keep Saquon Barkley on the bench, and that's what they've been able to do the first 2 weeks. They won a low-scoring game against Tampa Bay where Tampa had 44 friggin' offensive snaps, and then they won a high-scoring game in Detroit, you know, where they put 45 on the board. And, you know, this friggin' quarterback is special. And if I tell you there's 5 or 6 or 7 max franchise quarterbacks in the league, I think he's one of them. And I've never said that about a rookie quarterback, I don't think, in my life. So third down, fourth down, red zone, the reason they're so good is because he's dual threat and he doesn't make mistakes. So if it's they're a four-down team like the Eagles. Like, if it's fourth and two, they're going for it, guys. You know, so
yep.
You better stop them at some point. So it's third down, it's fourth down, it's red zone, and you better account for this quarterback, which is a lot easier said than done.
Mike Mayock with us, as he is every Thursday at 4. Mike, you mentioned the red zone troubles and the passing game troubles. Could you imagine a world, Jalen Hurts might be limited in terms of his mobility because of the knee. Could you imagine a world in which somehow that ends up helping in that in his mind, he can't quite escape the way that he has previously, and maybe he leans on those short passes that he has largely ignored early in the game?
To me, it's a little bit of that because he has a lot of confidence in his mobility. I think you're right about that. To me, it's more about processing the ball and getting it out quickly. And we've talked about there were a couple of two of the sacks he had an opportunity to get the ball out quickly with no harm and actually make a completion. You know, one to A.J. Brown, the other with Dallas Goedert. So I think your point is correct. Like, if they take care of the football and move the chains, I think they're going to be fine. And I think they're going to be able to run the football really well. I just think I give him, Jalen, a lot of credit for no turnovers, but you can't take 6 more sacks, and the ball has got to come out more quickly.
Yep.
You know, it's funny, and you said this at the beginning, Mike, because it sounds like this shows the things that I feel like I've said for 3 months. You can't keep winning like this. You can't keep winning like this. And then they just keep winning like this, and I've almost backed down and go, it's not changing. We're just going to see if you actually can win like this. And I also wonder, to a certain extent, there's been more running in the NFL this year from running backs, I feel like, in a long time. And maybe what the Eagles are doing is a product of a sort of a larger sea change. It, now, albeit to a very extreme degree, but maybe the product of a larger change happening within the NFL, adjusting to the defensive adjustments that have happened over the recent years.
I think if we had an hour, I would love to just like talk about that because I think it's on target. And what happens in the NFL or in all leagues is it becomes contrarian. At a certain point, as defenses get smaller and smaller and quicker to deal with all the three and four wide receiver sets, ultimately over time, the offense is going to say, how about screw that? We're going to get bigger, stronger, and ram it down your throat. And more tight ends. I mean, I watched that Detroit Lions offense on tape the last couple weeks, and they play more six offensive linemen and multiple tight ends than maybe any team in the league, which is exactly what you're talking about. And I think the two most dynamic, I'm not saying the best, but the two most dynamic running backs are Jahmyr Gibbs and Saquon Barkley. And you know, they had no shot at stopping Jahmyr Gibbs last week. And I feel it could be the same way with Barkley this week.
Man, yeah, I you know, even on paper, with all the advantages seemingly being in favor of the Eagles, I look at this game, Mike, and I'm like, this is a one possession game, and man, this is gonna come down to the end. I just feel like it's gonna come down to the end of the game again.
Hey, I for Philadelphia and their fans, and for Ike Reese, I hope that doesn't happen. You know, this quarterback.
Yes, I know. Yes.
His quarterback rating in the fourth quarter in the regular season was a 116, which was third best in the league for a rookie quarterback. They're number one in points scored in the fourth quarter, and this kid just gets better. Like, if they get stopped and he comes off the field, he's giggling and laughing and having a blast. Nothing bothers this kid so far. And they play better in the fourth quarter, and I think they're one of the best coached situational football teams in the league. Like, they hired a guy named Dave Gardy out of the NFL office this year who all he does is officiating and clock management. And Dan Quinn and his guys have been outstanding with that. And I give them credit because they're not going to beat themselves in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
So how do you see this one playing out?
I hate to be a it's been really, I feel like the summary the last 3 weeks have been the same, and that is, I think the Eagles have the most talent in football. Okay? They had the most talent in football a couple years ago when they lost to Kansas City in the Super Bowl. I don't think that's changed. So they should win this football game, in my opinion. Okay? Obviously, the concern I have is, now let's take turnovers off the table. Let's assume, you know, there's no drastic turnover differential. If Jalen Hurts gets the ball out of his hands, they do what I expect them to do offensively. I think they're going to score 25 to 32 points, somewhere in there, you know, and maybe more. It really comes down to what we talked about. Rush lanes, being hyper aware of this quarterback. You got to alert Austin Eckler and the old Eagle, Zach Ertz, especially on third down in red zone. The other thing is you got to alert their no-huddle offense because, you know, Jalen Carter plays 98% of the snaps. And if I was a coordinator, I'd be looking to tire his butt out, like, all game long. Perimeter runs, no huddle, whatever. So that's a long way of saying I think the Eagles should win, but the wild card is this quarterback could stand on his head and beat you. And that would worry me.
All right, Mike. Well, hopefully this time next week we're talking to you about the Super Bowl with the Eagles in it. And we appreciate all of your time and the analysis, and hope to talk to you with good news next week.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks,
Mike.
All right,
brother. Yep.
Mike Mayock knows I'm a football guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. What would you rather be heading into a playoff game, the better team or the hotter team? Better team, just increasing percentage point by percentage point every time, up to 72% for better team.
Took a lot out of Mayock to not pick the Commanders.
He wants to pick the Commanders.
Yeah, he wanted to pick
I thought he wanted to pick the Rams, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
He would have predicted a cover. I think if we asked,
definitely would have predicted a cover, yes.
Well, it does feel more like a one-possession game than a double-digit win.
I got to be honest with you. I might be predicting a cover.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't always do that. It's a big
saying,
line,
score,
though, man.
I'm like, no, I meant cover for Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles win, but
well,
I do expect this
especially with
thing
the line
to be
up to six
a 3 to
5
point game. I see a 3 or 4 point game here.
And notice Mike was saying They should win if. I mean, he, yeah. he if Jalen gets the ball out of his hands, it's like, wow. Yeah.
That's when I knew he was a lot of ifs there, Mike. A
lot of ifs.
Well, and that's why they bring up the offensive line talk, right? And the Eagles have the best offensive line in the league. But isn't it hasn't affected – it's like Washington is a great offensive line.
They don't.
He gets rid of the football.
Yeah.
So right. Yeah, it negates it. Yeah.
It almost is a wash.
But I will say this. The last time they played, the Eagles got 5 turnovers. He did throw 2 interceptions in that last game.
And Mike May mentioned his Jaden Daniels' fourth quarter QB rating. They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter against us. 22.
Now that's real.
I am getting a little sick and tired of the Jaden Daniels thing.
Now you're tired of
it. Hey, listen, he's a good player. He's a great player. Well, he's still a rookie.
I agree.
Like I appreciate. I'm just getting a little bit like, oh, I'm here. I've heard enough about Jaden.
Yes,
I'm heard enough about Jaden.
And that's good though. That's good because see, I would rather have it this way than the other way.
It does make me feel better.
Yes, makes me feel better that we're showing the proper amount of respect.
You know who probably also has heard enough about Jaden Daniels? Every player on the Eagles defense.
Oh, yes.
Like, there's no way.
Well, and the quarterback.
And the quarterback.
And the quarterback. And Jalen's tired of hearing about Jaden.
He's going to be looking at
Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback. Yeah, Jalen read my quote saying that Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback.
And Jalen said, watch this. He, you know, throws it 2 yards.
You watch QB1 Sunday.
Yeah. He's Yoshi, got something cooked up.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
What's up, my man, Spike? Big Ike, Jagged Baby. What's poppin'? Happy Thursday.
What's up, brother?
What up, Yoshi?
Look, man, what's the name? I like Jaden Daniels myself. What's the name? He's a cute little kid. What's the name? He's a cute boy. You know, he took my fraud fantasy football team in WIP Fantasy.
Oh, that's right. You did have him as a quarterback on your team.
You know what I mean? What's the name? He's a cute little kid with his little bangs and everything. I like
him. How'd that end up for you, brother? How'd that end up for you?
What's the name? Just like it's going to work out on Sunday, brother. It ain't going to be enough.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All
right. Let's talk like this. Look, that team over there, hey, they doing what they doing. They hot right now. They Uno. He a little wild card. He can change the color of the game. But, let's talk a grown man game. What's the thing? We're going to talk spades, man. Look, on offense, we spades, baby. We got 9 in the possible. We got them offensive
line. 9 in the possible?
We got 9 in the possible, baby. We got that offensive line. We got the running back. We got 2 receivers in the tight end. And Jalen, that possible.
Okay.
We nine.
I feel you.
But then over there on defense, we running wheels. We running the Boston, baby. We got the big Joker, the little Joker. We got the Deuce Space. We got the Deuce Diamonds. And we got the Ace. Set book, baby. Set book.
Y'all two know how to play spades. I don't know if they know how to play spades.
I know what spades are, but I don't know how to play. I don't know how to play them. No.
I know Jack doesn't know how to play spades.
I don't. I'm actually embarrassed because I probably had the opportunity in high school to learn. Right. I never learned how to play.
Yeah, more of a go fish guy.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised at you, Spike. I really am because you got the card.
You got a little brother in him. Yeah, I know what you're saying. He got the card. He got the pass. I feel you.
Hold on.
I'm a little surprised, but you know I'm gonna give you an A for effort because you say you know what it is. Jack over there like them doll babies when you set them up and their eyes just go everywhere. Like what is that? I was listening at the toys that boy was named. He said Pokemon. What that is in that era, boy?
Dude, Pokemon was the best, man. Are you kidding me?
Man, What about
Charizard?
Hey, I'm lost, man. I gotta remember. I got kids your age, boy. What's that? I don't know, man. What's that? But they know more than you know. Hey, man. I feel good about this. Look, the first game we had 228 yards rushing on these dudes. We had 211 the second game, and that second game. And look, I'm gonna make some excuses. We lost the quarterback. The rush won on our daggone side. I mean, you kicked CJ GJ out. What's name for saying something? And then the boy punching. Both of them should have got ejected. Like, come on. Then Pickett, yeah, he played a pretty nice game, and Devontae dropped the ball. But I think we had like four times when we went out, and them cats kept scoring. We were stopping.
Oh yeah, we weren't getting first downs. Yeah. Yep.
Our defense was on the field. They was gas. I was looking at the game this morning. The boys are tied. And they still played tough. It still took them the win at the end. So what's that? And Jalen Daniels gave us the ball, his little cute self. He ain't gave us the ball three times. Jalen, the possible, he ain't gave him the ball once. And like Mayock said, what's his name? I expect the offense to do what they do. And I don't know, man. I feel like Jalen got to have that game this week, bro. He got to have that game this week. Get that ball out quick. Run that ball. What's saying? Let's do what we got to do, man. Let's celebrate. I want to take off early on Monday and come down there and chest bump Ike Reese. He's the only one who gets chest bump. Mike might fall. Jack, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful with me.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we win Sunday. It's going to be a lot of chest bumping Monday, bro. Yes, sir. Come on down.
Yosh, what's your best toy when you were a kid?
Oh, man, I took my dad on Big Wheel. I had that Mr. T Big Wheel. Man, you took, I am the power. You took my dad on He-Man. Dad on JT came and took my dad on Super Soaker. And only thing I could think about was I used to get caught up sitting there with that dad on Rubik's Cube, bro.
Bingo.
Oh, I never solved it once.
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one you were thinking of?
That's the one I was
thinking of. Wow, Yoshi gets the one. Thanks for the call, Yosh. Did you
Rubik's Cube.
I always had a Rubik's Cube, never one time. I actually think it's impossible. Have you seen you've seen those people on the internet that
sure.
can solve them in like 10
yes.
seconds, right?
Yes.
You solved Rubik's
no.
Cubes?
No.
Okay.
No, are you kidding me? One side, maybe.
Yes.
You mean where you get all the colors?
Yeah.
That's never happened.
Yeah, one yeah. side, you get all the reds.
Yeah, I may get one side, but I don't even know if I've ever gotten two sides.
Jack, did you have a Rubik's Cube or?
Yeah, obviously would never be able to figure it out. I'm not okay. born.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? There's not.
That's
not,
when I knew I was dumb. I'm like, man, how come I can't figure this thing out?
It makes you
man?
Feel. It's probably the number one seed for the thing that makes you feel the most dumb.
They
right?
they got Jack the Rubik's Cube with two squares on each side.
Yeah. I got the less, you know, like instead of six or whatever.
Yeah,
four.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when I got my first Rubik's Cube. Man, I was excited.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was like,
When did it come out? Was that like an 80s toy?
That's the early 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that the face of the 80s toy-wise?
I mean, it was a big toy for
it big.
As a kid. Because they even made the, remember like the snake they made? They made like other, variations of the Rubik's Cube.
Of the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, they made other variations. Like they had the pyramid.
There's another toy I just thought of.
Okay.
I'm going to put it to
there
the side.
Go.
Same era, though. Same
yeah.
era. All right. Coming
had real toys in the
real
80s.
Toys.
Yeah, you guys are such man. We get it.
All right. These are Pokemon stuff.
Dude, Pokemon
yes,
was the
cards.
Best.
All right. Coming up at 5.
Go Fish was hot. War. Is a good card
yeah.
game.
Good
man,
card
War is a good card game.
Yeah, it's a good card game. Yeah.
So coming up at 5, huge special guest, Philadelphia related, Eagles related. Not going to tell you who it is, but it is a big guess. So that pushes the top five to five at 5:30. Coming up next, though, two things that we can never get rid of the top five.
Mm-mm.
Coming up next, two things that I got to run by Ike. First, Zach Ertz talked about his return to Philly, and second, an Elliot Shore Parks tweet we have to talk about. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.